Lee Dong Yang here for 498.
We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and designs of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no help in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent. According to thy promises, declare unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord, and grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all those who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy grace. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord save thee, praise. Oh, God.
the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You may be seated.
The voice of the Psalter, appointed for the morning prayer of the fifth day, begins with Psalm 24. On page 388 of the Book of Common Prayer. We'll say Psalms 24 and 25 in unison. Page 388. The earth is the Lord's and all that therein is, the compass of the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and prepare it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall rise up in his holy place? Even he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and that hath not lift up his mind unto vanity, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, even of them that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? It is the Lord strong and mighty, even the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Even the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Unto thee, O Lord, will I lift up my soul. My God, I have put my trust in thee. O, let me not be confounded, neither let mine enemies triumph over me. For all they that hope in thee shall not be ashamed. But such as transgress for that a cause shall be put to confusion. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me forth in thy truth and learn me. For thou art the God of my salvation. In thee hath been my hope all the day long. Call to remembrance, O Lord, thy tender mercies, and thy loving kindnesses, which have been ever of old. O remember not the sins and offenses of my youth, but according to thy mercy, think thou upon me, O Lord, for thy goodness. Gracious and righteous is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Them that are meek shall he guide in judgment. And such as are gentle, them shall he learn his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, be merciful unto my sin, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is among them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever looking unto the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and in misery. The sorrows of my heart are enlarged. O, bring thou me out of my troubles. Look upon my adversity and miseries, and forgive me all my sin. Consider mine enemies, how many they are, and they bear a tyrannous hate against me. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be confounded, for I have put my trust in thee. Let perfectness and righteous dealing wait upon me, for my hope hath been in thee. Deliver Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Here beginneth the eighth chapter of the fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments, and his judgments, and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten, and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify you against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Here ends the first lesson.
Please join in the Te Deum on page 6. We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth worship thee, the
By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Here endeth the second lesson.
Please join me in the Benedictus on page 11.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save them at Rome, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thy inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take out thy Holy Spirit from us.
The Collect for the fifth Sunday after Easter. O Lord, for whom all good things do come, grant to us thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that are good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. O God, what the author of peace and lover of kindness, in knowledge to whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defendest thy humble servants and all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defense, may not fear the power of the adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always what is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The litany is found on page 31 of the Book of Common Prayer.
O God, the Father of heaven, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Father of heaven, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Holy Ghost, proceeding from the Father and the Son, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O God, the Holy Ghost, proceeding from the Father and the Son, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, three persons in one God, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. O Holy, Blessed, and Glorious Trinity, three persons in one God, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. Remember not, Lord, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forefathers, neither take thou vengeance of our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare thy people whom thou hast redeemed with thy most precious blood, and be not angry with us forever. Spare us, good Lord, from all evil and mischief, from sin, from
from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from thy wrath, and from everlasting damnation. Good Lord, deliver us from all blindness of heart, from pride, vainglory, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness. Good Lord, deliver us from fornication and all other deadly sin, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Good Lord, deliver us from lightning and tempest, from plague, pestilence, and famine, from battle and murder, and from sudden death. Good Lord, deliver us from all sedition, privy, conspiracy, and rebellion, from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart, and contempt of thy word and commandment. Good Lord, deliver us by the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity and circumcision, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation. Good Lord, deliver us by thine agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Ghost. Good Lord, deliver us in all time of our tribulation, in all time of our wealth, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment. Good Lord, deliver us. We sinners do beseech thee to hear us, O Lord God, and that it may please thee to rule and govern thy holy church universal in the right way. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to rule the heart of thy servant, the President of the United States, and all others in authority, that under them we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to be their defender and keeper. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to endue the legislature and the ministers of state with grace, wisdom, and understanding. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and keep the judges and magistrates, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to illuminate all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of thy word, and that both by their preaching and living they may set it forth and show it accordingly. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bless and keep all thy people. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give to all nations unity, peace, and concord. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give us a heart to love and dread thee, and diligently to live after thy commandments. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give to all thy people the increase of grace, to hear meekly thy word, and to receive it with pure affection, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to bring into the way of truth all such as erred and are deceived. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to strengthen such as do stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted, and to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to succor up in comfort all our in danger, necessity, and tribulation. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to preserve all their travel by land, by water, or by air, all men in laboring with child, all sick persons and young children, and to show thy pity upon all prisoners and captives. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to defend and provide for the fatherless children and widows, and all who are desolate and oppressed. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to have mercy upon all men. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give and preserve to our use the kindly fruits of the earth, so that in due time we may enjoy them. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord, that it may please thee to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sins, negligences, and ignorances, and to undo us with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, to amend our lives according to thy holy word. We beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. Son of God, we beseech thee to hear us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, hear us. O Christ, hear us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, deal not with us after our sins, neither reward us after our iniquities. Let us pray. O God, merciful Father, who despises not the sign of a contrite heart, nor the desire of such as are sorrowful, mercifully assist our prayers that we make before thee in all our troubles and adversities, whensoever they oppress us, and graciously hear us, that those evils which the craft and subtlety of the devil or man worketh against us be brought to naught, and by the providence of thy goodness they may be dispersed, that we thy servants, being hurt by no persecutions, may evermore give thanks unto thee in thy holy church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thy name's sake. O God, we have heard with our ears, and our fathers have declared unto us the noble works that thou didst in their days, and in the old time before them. O Lord, arise, help us, and deliver us for thine honor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen. From our enemies defend us, O Christ. Graciously look upon our afflictions. Pitifully behold the sorrows of our hearts. Mercifully forgive the sins of thy people. Favorably with mercy hear our prayers. O Son of David, have mercy upon us. Both now and ever vouchsafe to hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Christ. Graciously hear us, O Lord Christ. O Lord, let thy mercy be shown upon us, as we do put our trust in thee.
Let us pray. We humbly beseech thee, O Father, mercifully to look upon our infirmities, and for the glory of thy name, turn from us all those evils that we most justly have deserved, and grant that in all our troubles we may put our whole trust and confidence in thy mercy, and evermore serve thee in holiness and pureness of living to thy honor and glory, through our only mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord, to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Please join me in Psalm 26, found on page 44 of the Psalms of David in meter. Page 44 of the Psalms of David in meter.
Thank you.
a reminder that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday are fasting days as appointed by the Book of Common Prayer. Remember, Monday through Wednesday are fasting days for purgation. Of course, we pray during those days, but we also fast in the example of the apostles. So Monday through Wednesday and Friday are days of fasting or material abstinence as appointed by the Book of Common Prayer for the relief of the poor, the strengthening of our souls against sin, and for your remembrance of our Lord's passion and death. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. To be a Christian is to be the people who remember. The people who remember. Throughout history, it has been Christians who have sought to preserve knowledge in a fallen world, too distracted by pursuits of pleasure or cruelty to care. Euclid, Homer, and Plato were preserved by Christians in the Middle Ages, along with the Bible and the early church fathers, because the people of God know that the past is a theater of God's grace, rather than a court of judgment for people who excel at doing nothing very loudly. A disdain for the past does bring with it some advantages for the modern societal arsonist, for the democracy of the dead, as G.K. Chesterton called it, or put another way, the life and example all those people who came before us. That can all be rather inconvenient if one's goal is to build heaven on earth according to one's own design. After all, we are taught, what could be more freeing than casting off the shackles of history from our dreams? But, of course, one can't stop there. After history, the next enemy is reality. People say things like, of course, our kids will be fine if we get a divorce. Or, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body. On and on. These are actual assaults against reality, which naturally come from throwing away history, from unremembering. And finally, after that, when the drain of all his purpose and meaning, the human person can die in the spiritual filth and misery, choking them lies and sins which actually never made them free anyway. The first creature to sign up for this mad way of living was Satan, and he is quite successful in convincing others to join him in the broad path which leads to destruction. And so it is the church's work of a lifetime to remember. To remember the mighty works of God and to help others see the mercy of the God who made them, sustains them, and desires that they live in perfect freedom and truth. We see in Deuteronomy 8 that it has always been this way for the people of God. Let us be sure, though, not to make the terrible modern mistake of imagining these commands of Moses are directed only at the Israelites preparing to cross the Jordan. As Paul writes, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. We see that these men are our fathers, saved by grace,
and to whom we are everlastingly connected through the covenant fulfilled by Jesus Christ. We read the Old Testament on Sundays and every day, not because it is a useful history lesson for us, interesting stories. No, we read the Old Testament because it was written for us and to be shaping us into better followers of Christ. So what do we read today? We read that Moses commands the people of God to remember the mighty works of God in history. But he specifically wants them to remember the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, an exile from the promised land born of faithlessness and fear, a people who said they just weren't strong enough to defeat God's enemies. But this perverse reaction to being freed from Egyptian slavery by the mighty hand of God, that reaction was not a surprise to God, nor was the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, nor was that wandering, that suffering without purpose. We read, "The Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." So the question, could God have just placed them in the promised land? Yes, of course. But the value of the journey derives from how it shapes and forms a person to be fit for the destination. I'll say that again. The value of the journey derives from how it shapes and forms a person to be fit for the destination. It was fitting for the Israelites to be humbled and proved because there was no better way to be prepared for the promises which awaited them. Of course, the same is true for we who are their children. For as Paul makes clear, the journey of the people of God from Egypt to Canaan was a living illustration of our journey from the slavery of sin and death to the perfect freedom of the new heaven and new earth. We are being formed and shaped by the good and evil we encounter in this life, and all of it will be applied by God to prepare us for the grand work of eternity. We must remember that eternity is not going to be spent sitting around on our backsides playing harps on clouds. Banish that from your head. No. We will need to be the sons and daughters of God for which the creation has been longing since Adam and Eve betrayed their great calling. We will need to take dominion as only God's image bearers can. Now, the easy way would have been to stab that lying serpent in the throat, right? Easy way. The hard way would require us to follow Christ through the valley of the shadow of death until he puts evil down like the sun-crazed jackal it is. That's the way we've chosen. A reasonable question to ask here is it right that the God who loves me is teaching and testing and chastising me? Is it right? How can the accumulation of my suffering and the sufferings of the whole world be worth it? Or put more bluntly, how can all the dead wives and children and friends and family, how can all of the pain and sadness harvested from the children of men possibly be fashioned into anything other than a disfigured idol, mocking us as we await the doom we deserve? Well, countless religions and atheistic philosophies, they will ask you to sacrifice yourselves for that idol. And men and women line up to do it because they long for their lives to have meaning. Everybody does. The Buddhist and the secular humanist and the Muslim and the communist and the woke person, all the way down to the person whose worldview is simply a jumbled mess of things they read and watch on the internet. All of these people add pieces of themselves and others to this idol, and then they worship the creature that stares back at them. It has always been this way. This way is madness. And in our moments of clarity, we are right to be repulsed by it. When people say they hate religion, they are right when they mean this. They're right. But that isn't what we are talking about today. No, the God who formed us and knows us better than we know ourselves. The God who chose us before the creation of the world knows what it will take to transform us from the sum of our worst failings into vessels fit for glory. But our trust is not in just a baseless theory or abstract hope. No, the assured hope of our salvation, restoration, and resurrection lies in the man we must remember. We must remember the man who said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." It is him, it is he, who must be remembered by those who call themselves Christians. Not as we imagine him to be, not as the still dark places of our hearts wish him to be, no. We must remember the Word of God incarnate, who meets us in the infallible Word of God and the supper from his holy table. We must remember his triumph over pain and death to know the only possible place from which our triumph can come. But it can only come by following Christ in his humility and suffering and hunger. That humility and suffering and hunger that is preparing us to rule and work and love in the land of promise. Our land of promise. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We see that our hope is not in us, but in the one who blesses, gratuitously blesses. The one who became human to show us what it means to be a human. We will fail, and he will go on succeeding. We will fall, and he will keep picking us up until we no longer need to be treated as the fallen creatures we are. No. There will come a day in which we will stand beside our Lord, our Savior, our brother. We will stand beside him and we will show the world what it means to be human. What it is always meant to be human. We, together, will break through the noise and darkness to hear evil shudder and cry out for the last time. For the sons and daughters of God are coming, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The exhortation is found on page 251 of the Book of Common Prayer. Dearly beloved, on Sunday next, I purpose, through God's assistance, to administer to all those who shall be religiously and devoutly disposed the most comfortable sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, to be received by them in remembrance of his meritorious cross and passion, whereby alone we obtain remission of our sins and are made partakers of the kingdom of heaven. Wherefore it is our duty to render most humble and hearty thanks to Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, because he hath given his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, not only to die for us, but also to be our spiritual food and sustenance in that holy sacrament, which being so divine and comfortable a thing to those who receive it worthily, and so dangerous to those who presume to receive it unworthily, my duty is to exhort you in the meantime to consider the dignity of that holy mystery, and the great peril of the unworthy receiving thereof, and so to search and examine your own consciences, and that not lightly, and after the manner of dissemblers with God, but so that you may come holy and clean to such a heavenly feast, and the marriage garment required by God in Holy Scripture, and be received as worthy partakers of that holy table. The way it means thereto is, first, to examine your life and conduct by the rule of God's commandments, and in whatsoever ye shall perceive yourselves to have offended, either by will, word, or deed, there to bewail your own sinfulness, and to confess yourselves to Almighty God with full purpose of amendment of life. And if ye shall perceive your offenses to be such as are not only against God, but also against your neighbors, then ye shall reconcile yourselves unto them, being ready to make restitution and satisfaction, according to the uttermost of your powers, for all injuries and wrongs done by you to any other, and being likewise ready to forgive others who have offended you, as you would have forgiveness of your offenses at God's hand. For otherwise the receiving of the Holy Communion doth nothing else but increase your condemnation. Therefore, if any of you be a blasphemer of God, a hinderer or slanderer of his word, an adulterer, or be in malice or envy, or in any other grievous crime, repent you of your sins, or else come not to that holy table, lest after the taking of that holy sacrament, the devil enter into you, as he entered into Judas, and fill you full of all iniquities, and bring you to destruction both of body and soul. And because it is requisite that no man should come to the Holy Communion but with a full trust in God's mercy and with a quiet conscience. Therefore, if there be any of you who by this means cannot quiet his own conscience, but requireth further comfort or counsel, let him come to me, or to some other discreet and learned minister of God's word, and open his grief, that by the ministry of God's holy word he may receive the benefit of absolution, together with his spiritual counsel and advice, to the quieting of his conscience and removing of all scruple and doubtfulness. Please join me in the offertory hymn, hymn 150.
Mountains in triumph, see
be so grafted inwardly in our hearts that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good living, to the honor and praise of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Please join me in hymn 148.
Thank you. Yes.